From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Saudi-led coalition airstrike hit a hospital in Yemen's northern Hajj province Monday, killing at least 6 people. Authorities say at least 20 people were wounded. The hospital is run by the medical charity Doctors Without Borders. Zambian President Edgar Lungu has been reelected in a closely contested vote. The Electoral Commission said Mr. Lungu of the ruling Patriotic Front won more than 50% of the vote. Day 10 of the Summer Olympics in Rio is underway with 17 gold medals at stake. The International Olympic Committee says Egyptian judo athlete Islam El Shahabi has been sent home after refusing to shake the hand of Israeli Or Sasson following the end of their bout. El Shahabi was sent home by his own team. He lost a fight on Friday and was reprimanded by the IOC for his actions. 3 Hong Kong student activists received sentences Monday for their roles in leading the pro-democracy Umbrella Revolution street demonstrations in 2014. Joshua Wong and Nathan Law were convicted last month for taking part in an unlawful assembly. They were sentenced to several hours of community service. Alex Chow, who was found guilty of inciting others to join an unlawful assembly, received a 3-week prison sentence. That sentence will be suspended for a year because Chow will be studying in Great Britain. Kurdish rebels detonated a car bomb outside a police station in southeastern Turkey, killing at least 3 people. An official says the attack targeted a police control post on a major highway leading southeast of Diyarbakir. Officials say 25 people were wounded in the attack, including several police officers. This is VOA News.